Greetings, friends and new listeners, and welcome to the Archie Harding Ministries program. I'm Sharon Knotts, greeting you with thanksgiving for tuning in today, because we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I'm very excited for you to hear today's message by myself and my dad, Brother Hardy. It is tremendously eye-opening to the cause and effect of demonic harassment, oppression, and bondage that many Christians experience and what to do about it. Find out now in today's message, Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy.
One preacher in particular, I remember his testimony. He said it started off innocently. He and his wife got one of those memberships, you know, like a Blockbuster type thing. And I'm not condemning that. But it started off with them getting wholesome, good family movies. They could all sit down because they didn't want to watch the garbage on TV. And they thought, man, we got to stop watching this junk. Let's go get some good movies. They sit down with their popcorn and their kids and their family, and they watched good movies. And that's how it all began. But one time his wife was out of town and he had to return one of the videos. And he took it by himself and he wasn't going to get another one because she was away. And he went to take it back. And I guess that old devil was there and began to tell him to go, you know, go over there and look in that section over there. You know, the one that's for adults only. And at first he resisted the devil. But he thought, well, you know, I just want to go see what this stuff is that these people look at. Before you know it, he was over there looking through the titles and the covers and such and whatever. Before you know it, he rented one. And he went home. Nobody was home. He was all alone in his house, door shut, whatever, nobody there. And he watched that movie. It made him sick. It repulsed him. It turned him completely up. He was sick in his spirit, but he watched it. And you know what? He took it back and got another one, and another one, and another one. And before you know it, he had a secret addiction that nobody knew about. And every time he was sick, but he still did it. Because he opened the door. You open the door and you let the devil trespass. Let me tell you what the devil is. He's a whole lot of things, but don't forget this one thing. He's a trespasser. Right. You got to have it posted. No trespassing. And he is a trespasser. And if you let down and you look the other way and you open the door, he'll come in. And there's a lot of Christians that think that, oh, well, that's just, you know, part of teenagers got to grow up, and that's boy stuff, and that's men stuff. Oh, no, it isn't. And a lot of men will even tell their wives, well, you know, if I watch this stuff or I look at this stuff, what it does is it really then really makes me want you. Liar! You're committing spiritual adultery. That's what you're doing. You, in fact, Jesus said you're committing adultery. He said, if you look on a woman and desire her in your heart. Now, I don't mean, oh, she looks pretty and God bless you, sister. You look nice in that outfit. I'm not talking about being nice. I'm not talking about handing out Christian compliments. I'm talking about looking to desire her and want her carnally. He said, even though you don't have the opportunity to act it out, you've committed adultery. And when you, if you have to look at pictures and movies to get yourself into a mood to be with your wife, there's something wrong with you. Even the psychiatrist will tell you that, and they're not even saved. They don't even know the Bible, and they'll tell you that. How many say amen? Oh, yes. You are under demonic bondage. There's something wrong. And not only that, let me tell you something. After you've been married a while and your dear little wife has given you so many children and so much in time's going on, she's never going to look like them people. And you're going to have that picture in your mind of what you think you should have. And you took the best years of that woman's life. And she gave you her life and she gave you children. And her body's not as beautiful as it used to be. She sat up at night with sick children. She got gray hairs from raising teenagers. She's got crow's feet from crying a lot in her pillow. And you caused a lot of them tears. And And you go looking in them magazines at them 18, 20 year old, they never had a baby. They live on celery. And that's what you think your wife ought to be. And all of a sudden your wife doesn't do nothing for you anymore. You got a spirit of lust. And after a while, the thing that disgusts you, you'll do it. Now, let me say this, and this is something we all need to think about, because it will cause us to act right and to do right. It is a known fact that the man, the male, is turned on visually. He is stimulated visually. Women are not so much stimulated visually. I mean, not like this. You know, it takes a while for visual stimulation to affect a woman. She is more turned on by touch, by caress. But a man, he can be across the room. And visually, that's why pornography is so evil. You say, the woman can look at that picture and say, oh yeah. The man looks at that picture and all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. And women cannot get that in their head. We just don't understand what the big deal is, because we don't assimilate in the same way they do what we see. We want to be talked to, we want somebody to tell us sweet things, and we want all that tender stuff. And then we start getting warm and fuzzy. Men get warm and fuzzy as soon as they see the picture. You have to understand that. Now, why am I telling you that? Well, I'm telling the men that so you get that garbage out of your home, throw them books out, don't watch that junk. I'm telling the women that. I'm telling the young girls that. So you know when we harp about sometimes the way you dress and you girls think, what's wrong with this? I'm just a teenager. Them teenage boys are stimulated visually. What girls don't understand, what you teenage girls don't understand. Most of you teenage girls, and I say most, but I know it's not all, so I'm gonna be nice. Most of you really are not trying to seduce a boy. I mean, getting in the bed. You might be trying to seduce him to get him to, you know, be your boyfriend and tell you you're gorgeous and all that. But, you know, you'll flirt and you'll flirt and you'll flirt. And then when you done flirt and he says, aha, yeah, she wants me. Then all of a sudden you get scared and put the brakes on, because that is not what you never meant to go down that road. It was all fun and flirt and game and you're cute. That's all it was. You're being cute. You had no intention of all that. But you done caused that boy, that male, that man who's visually stimulated, you done put all them signals out and dressed that way lead him on that way. And then you wonder why all of a sudden you got a tiger on your hands. We're not just a bunch of old prudes that tell you to wear a decent skirt length and tell you not to wear low necklines and tell you not to wear real tight clothes, because we are these old time over the hill Pentecosts that need to get in the 90s. These are facts. There are some men that have a weakness in the flesh. There are some men that even though they're saved and love Jesus with all their heart, the devil tries to work on them in that way. And they have a problem there. Now they don't have to get up and say, now I've got a problem, ladies, so will y'all please dress right for me? If you're a Christian, you'll love your brother and sister in Christ. Amen. And you'll do what is right.
Tell them if their merchandise is not for sale, take it off a display.
somehow or another, somebody in my house got on one of them mailing lists. I get to the mailbox first, tear that garbage up, throw it in the can, because it don't bother me. But I'm going to make sure it don't get to others in my house. My young sons and my little girl and whatever. Or my husband. And I get so vexed. I tear it all up, throw it in there. I write them a note. Please take this name off your mailing list.
Amen.
I don't stop there. This is my little secret I'm going to let out of the bag. They don't even know it up here in the office. I look in there and I figure out a name that'll work that won't be too obvious. And I put them on the mailing list. I figure turnabout is fair play. They want to send that garbage to my home, they're going to get Faith is Action coming in their mailbox. Amen? Don't bring that junk in your house. Go look in. I don't mean any harm, but go look in the drawers in your kids' rooms, under the bed, under the mattress. Clean the evil out of your house. They're under 18. I don't care if they're over 18. If they're living in your house, eating your food, sitting at your table. One of my kids said, it's my room. I said, it's my house. Moving along, toys. You would be surprised. Some of you are going to get mad at me. Some of you parents aren't going to like this. Parents, listen up. Listen up. Some of the toys your children play with are directly tied to the New Age influence. Absolutely come right out of it. Some of you are going to be upset with me, and it's between you and your God. I'm just telling you information. You say, well, I don't feel convicted that way. Well, then that's between you. You have liberty, have it unto yourself. I'm trying to tell you how to get the devil out of your house. Off your back, bring peace and tranquility and serenity in your home. A lot of the toys are directly tied to the New Age. A lot of the cartoons. And a lot of us parents, we don't know. I can't stand to sit down and watch cartoons. So I don't know what they're telling them when they're, I figure, oh, it's a cartoon. See, we think, well, it's animated, you know, it's a little cartoon character, so it must be all right. You know, that's kid stuff. We don't even know. And because we don't sit down and watch it with them, we don't know what they're doing. For instance, Power Rangers. And a lot of people say, but they're good guys. They go around saving people and doing good and getting rid of the bad guys, so that must be good. Wrong. Because they get their power from a force in the universe. Power Rangers was invented in Japan for Hindu audiences, for children of Hindus. Now, the basic premise of Hinduism is that all of us have God in us, and we are attaining to our nirvana, our expression. We're going to lose, one time we're going to lose all consciousness of this earthly person, and we're going to join, I don't know if it's lights or energy, or it's some kind of energy out there in the universe. And we are going to be as God. And everything, transcendental meditation, and a whole lot of that stuff is all out of the Hindu religion. A whole lot of the things that America is importing is nothing but Hinduism with a new dress on it. And the Power Rangers, they get their power and their energy from some force out there. But it's not the Holy Ghost. It's not Jesus Christ. It's not the Almighty God. It's some energy and some force out there. How many say amen? And so you see, all of these things are setting our children up when they're little so that when they get older, that they will accept a whole lot of this New Age stuff. Well, you know, you got the God in you and you can get in touch with the God in you. And a whole lot of that biofeedback and all of that stuff is all tied together. And I don't have time to bring it all out this morning, but some of the things I have read have just made my hair stand up. A lot of these things. I mean, I'm going to be frank with you. What looks more demonic than a gargoyle? What is a gargoyle? Is that something they just now came up with in the 1990s to make toys? Gargoyles go back to ancient civilizations. all the way back to the time of the Egyptians and the Incas and all of these people. If you go to these ruins in Egypt and in South America and all these places, and you see these broken monuments and temples, what is on the top of them? Gargoyles. And what were they for? They were to scare off evil spirits. You don't need a gargoyle. You've got the Holy Ghost. But that's what all these things are. And all they are is the devil is brainwashing our children through what we think is innocent child's play and introducing them into the demonic world. How many say amen? Amen. Why, you know, if you really just stopped and looked at them, they ought to scare a kid. I mean, that ought to, would you give that, you want to give it to a child? It ought to scare the daylights out of them just to look at it. These trolls and all this thing, they're just demons. They're not just innocent child's play. And now they've got trolls that got a light in their belly, and if you push it, it'll give you good luck. You're quiet, some of you, but it's the truth. We've got to be aware of this. I remember when my daughter was in the Baltimore Public County School, which she's not now, but I couldn't believe it. Now, it didn't happen at her particular school, but in another school just a little over in the county, they had told the children, now, before you take your test, we want you to close your eyes and we want you to visualize a wizard. And you say, you visualize them in your mind, and you say, wizard, help me on this test. Wizard, I invite you to come in. Come into my mind, come into me, and help me to do this test. And furthermore, the teacher says, anytime, not just when you're getting a test, but anytime you feel troubled, unhappy, or sad about anything in your life, just get by yourself and close your eyes and invite the good wizard to come and help you. Parents, you better beware. A lot of toys today, now we all know about Ouija boards, they've been around for generations. But now there's so many things you've really, really got to check. There are so many toys around. I remember now my daughter was in the fourth grade. Now that means they were 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds, fourth grade level. And she got invited to a sleepover to one of the girls in her little class. And I said, no, you don't spend the night with non-Christians. I'm sorry, but they're nice. I don't care how nice they are. I don't know them. I don't know who comes in their house. No. Don't even ask me, no. In fact, there's some Christians you're not going to spend the night with. So, you know, she didn't spend the night. She knew the answer was no, but you know how kids are. They're going to ask you anyway. So anyway, she didn't go. Another little girl that she was kind of close with who, I don't know if they're born again, but at least they were God-minded and went to church. Her mother let her go. Well, Monday they all come back to school, and they're all the little girls are like, no, we did this, and we did that, and we did the other. And they proceeded to tell how that they sat up that night and did the Ouija board. And the one little girl who, like I said, is kind of God-minded, she was terrified. She was petrified. She knew that was not right. And I said to Sarah, now do you see why I'm so strict? I mean, I never had any intention of letting her go, but if she had worn me down and I had let her go and she'd have come back and told me that, I would have been devastated. And who's to say it wouldn't have opened up a door for a spirit of fear and torment to follow her the rest of her life? You better be careful. Someone in our family one time, I'm sure maybe they didn't think about it, they weren't saved, said, I'm going to get Sarah an electronic diary so-and-so for Christmas. It's a couple years ago. I said, oh, okay, yeah, she'll like that. You know, little girls are into that writing her diary thing at her age. Okay, yeah, that sounds cool. Well, later on, she changed her mind and for whatever reason didn't get it. Well, I was so glad. At the time, I didn't know. I found out later that this electronic diary tells you your fortune every day. There are alarm clocks that will wake you up in the morning and tell you your fortune. And now I'm sort of moving into the thing about decor. You would be surprised at the things in your home that have a New Age connotation. A lot of things now are astrological. You may think that you're wearing a moon pin or a star pin. You don't realize the ramifications behind a lot of the jewelry and a lot of the decor in our homes. You've got to be careful. A lot of the African things that you buy, and I am not putting down Afro-American culture. A lot of the Indian things that you buy. Do we have any Indians here today? I'm talking about Asian Indians. Well, for that matter, Native American Indians. A lot of these things are rooted in idolatry. And you bring them into your home. And you don't realize that it's opening the door for demons to come into your home. You don't realize it, but you need, when you go back home, to begin to look for some of these things. I remember one brother who had a ministry in deliverance told about how that this woman was having a terrible time with demons and she couldn't get set free. And he says, well, it's time to look in your home and see what's going on. So they went to the house and they thoroughly searched the house, and he, having this kind of ministry, knew what to look for. And he really didn't see that he could see anything that was an offender. But then they were like, they felt this presence. They definitely felt the Holy Ghost inside him, let him know there was evil there. And so he and another brother had gone, and finally they felt to walk out of the house, and they were walking in the yard and the patio, and they're praying and speaking in tongues. And they just, before they knew it, they walked over into this like bushy area that was like overgrown, where they hadn't really kept the yard up and let it overgrow. And before you know it, something just drew them there. When they began to push back the bushes, there was a big, I guess like a fountain or something, a Buddha. And they got rid of the Buddha. And then they went and cast the evil out of the house and cleansed the house, and the problem was over. So there are a lot of things. I got a catalog, and I threw it away, and now I wish I had saved it. But I didn't even want the catalog in my house. I thought, what is this? I don't even have my name got on this mailing list. The whole catalog was merchandise of New Age stuff for your home. I mean literally from alarm clocks to curtains to bath mats to light switches, you name it, you think of it, you imagine it, they sold it. All kinds of items, jewelry and all of this thing. You have to be aware of these things. A lot of the jewelry is nothing but really amulets that they use to ward off evil spirits. You better be careful. I know that I have a lot of beautiful pieces that's been given to me, and you see a lot of them out in the cases, of the beautiful ebony wood that's carved by the people in Africa. And it's beautiful. And I've got elephants and different things, and I love them. But you know, this one piece someone gave me, it was to hang on the wall. It was a right, and ebony is beautiful wood. It's very expensive. You see that stuff in the malls, it's not cheap. But it was like a mask, but sort of like a demonic look to it. But you know, I looked at it as a piece of art. You know, it's art. And I hung it in my living room. You know, after a while, one day I said, Lord, I want to know if there's things in my house. And I want to know, because I did find a lot of problems in my house through the years that I had to take care of. And one day I just looked at that thing and I thought, now, if I don't look at it as a piece of art, and I just look at it, it looks like a demon looking at me. And I had it right in my living room where you walk in the front door. I said, it looks just like a demon. And I went and took that thing off the wall, took it outside, put it in the trash can, and went and got a picture of Jesus and hung it up there. So think of all these things. Now we're going to talk real quickly before I turn it over to Brother Hardy about some of the spiritual matters. I'm going to refer you now to scriptures. You can read them later if you want to. In Isaiah, the 8th chapter and the 19th verse, all this ties together with the psychic phenomena. We are being inundated with psychic phenomena. On your television, you can call on the phones, it's everywhere. Commercials, everywhere you look, it's there. What does the Word of God have to say about it? Isaiah 8:19 says, and when they say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and mutter. Somebody say, peep and mutter. Peep and mutter. This is what we're talking about, demons. Demons peep and mutter. Should not a people seek unto their God? God says, why are you going to these demons? Why are you going to these so-called psychics? Why are you turning to these familiar spirits and these wizards and these fortune tellers? Can't you come to God, the God of the living? There were severe warnings in the Bible against this. Now, familiar spirit, refers to wizards, sorcerers, necromancers. What's a necromancer? The word necro refers to death. There are people that call up spirits from the dead. Now, let me tell you something. Those spirits are not those people. They're imitating demons. Because when a man dies, the spirit either goes unto God or it goes down. But those people do not come back. They're imitating spirits. And the Bible says, woe unto them. The Bible says clearly in Leviticus 19:31, not to seek after them. Do not be defiled by them. Do not be profaned by them. Do not be desecrated by them. The Bible says in Leviticus 20 and verse 6, if you turn to those things, whosoever turns to them shall be cut off. The Bible says in Leviticus 20:27, those who practice such things, those who are the doers of those things, are to be stoned to death. That's what God's got to say about psychics. Stone them to death. Now, we can't do that legally today, but the judgment is reserved for them. But how dare you turn to these things and make these phone calls? How many say amen? Deuteronomy 18:10, a very important scripture. God forbids them against using divination. Divination is trying to discern the future. What's going to be? What's going to happen? Observer of times. That's what the King James says. Modern translation, astrology. Consulting your horoscope. Some people, while they read the comics, they read their horoscope. I'm not making this up. I know Christians who read their horoscope every day. God says it's a forbidden abomination. Some people can tell you what sign they are, but they can't tell you. If you asked them a scripture in the Bible, they couldn't tell you where it was. How many say amen? Observer of times, enchanter, witch, charmer, consulter of familiar spirits, wizard, necromancer. These are all an abomination unto the Lord. These are all the things that the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Amalekites, and all of those peoples practiced. And this is one of the reasons why God drove them out of the land. They polluted the land and those very houses with this kind of activity. And that's why God said the children of Israel couldn't even live in those houses. They had to tear them down. How many say amen? All right. I'm going to close with this thought. There were a lot of kings. There were more wicked kings in Israel and Judah than there were righteous. Some of the well-known ones are Ahab. But what the Bible says, the absolute most wicked king of all was Manasseh. He did a lot of wicked, ungodly things and a lot of abominations. But one of the things that angered God the most was he turned Israel to the worship of astrology. And in the temple of God, he built a tower that had the signs to the heavens. And he introduced that kind of worship and idol worship into the house of God. God banished him. He lost everything. They put a ring in his nose and a chain on his nose, and they drug him like a beast. And they mocked him when they took him away to Babylon. God brought him all the way down because he caused his people to do such abominable things. And a lot of Christians are bringing that into their very homes. And they're wondering why they've got contention and strife and discord and lust. And their husbands and wives aren't getting along. And they have lust problems. They're on the verge of committing adultery. Their kids are on drugs. Their kids are out in the streets. There's fighting, arguing, and all kinds of contention in the houses of God's people. Fear. Their children are tormented by spirits of fear and demons. And it's because there's leprosy in the house. And you cannot bring the oil, and you cannot bring the glory, and you cannot bring the Holy Spirit where there's leprosy. He won't live there. You've got to get the leprosy out before you can get the blessing in.
Amen. I trust you are being spiritually awakened by this hard-hitting but vital message, cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. Have you ever given thought to the ways that you may be opening the doors of your home and exposing yourself and your family to the demonic realm? It could be through music, television, videos, books, jewelry, home decor, and even your children's toys. With the rise of New Age and occultic influences in America, You would be amazed how the enemy has found open doors into Christian homes through seemingly harmless products and practices that are rooted in darkness and satanic inspiration. It's time to shut the door and evict your home of the evil, because before you can consecrate and bless your home unto God and His protection, you must first clean house and evict the evil influences. Since the Lord gave us this message, it has been one of our most popular teachings because it brings deliverance and God's shalom to your home. This 2-CD set is a double header. It includes my teaching, followed by preaching and a powerful prophecy given by my father, Brother Hardy. When you order this 2-CD set, Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy, for a love gift of $15 or more for the radio ministry, we will include instructions how to identify and cleanse your home of evil, as well as a vial of anointing oil to consecrate your spiritually cleansed home to God. Send your love gift of $15 or more for the radio ministry and request offer 300. That's offer 300. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, go online at archiehardy.org. That's archiehardy.org. Again, order Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy and send your love gift of $15 or more to P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Until next time, this is Sharon Knott saying, Maranatha.